Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrna, less lethal pistol launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, byrna.com/Hannity right now, and you'll get 10% off. Hey, consider more fun, more fitness, and more relaxation for much less with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas. Now with up to $2,000 off with their global sales event this month. Now, it's more than a hot tub. It offers hydrotherapy, comfortable seating, and a spacious swimming area for convenient exercise. Now, it's built right here in the U.S. Just go to masterspas.com. You can get up to $2,000 off. Make sure to use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. Exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand that I trust, masterspas.com.
All right, hour two, Sean Hannity Show. Toll free, it's 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. Over the weekend, the narrative, the commentary of now even elected officials that what happened in the case of Tyre Nichols had to do with race is kind of jarring to me in many, many ways, as everybody involved in this case were African Americans, Black Americans. I'm trying to understand where this narrative is coming from, despite the fact that the victim, all five now accused perpetrators in this case were Black. You have New York City Mayor Eric Adams on fake news CNN this morning saying that race played a major role in Nichols' murder. Don Lemon over there brought up the previous conversation with the Memphis police chief where she said, quote, race is off the table. Now, the question was, Chief Davis says that because all the officers were Black, it takes race off the table. Do you agree with that? No, I don't. I think race is still on the table. When a culture of policing historically has treated those from different groups differently, even when the individuals are from the same group, that culture can still exist. And you have over at Fake News CNN, Van Jones writing an editorial opinion that police who killed Tyre Nichols were Black, but they might have been driven by racism, you know, and said Black people are not immune to anti-Black messages. And one of the sad facts about the anti-Black racism is that Black people ourselves are not immune to its pernicious effects. Society's message that Black people are inferior, unworthy, and dangerous is pervasive. And, you know, then we had other comments. The Communications Workers of America, Workers of America said, once again, our country's confronted with the brutal, deadly reality of the effects of structural racism on Black Americans. And once again, a man has been murdered by police officers during a traffic stop. The Philly Inquirer, they had an op-ed, as another Black man dies at the hands of police, a lesson in whom the system stands up for. Perhaps like so many who get caught up in racist systems, they the officers, believed it when they were told that they were part of a team. NPR, same thing. Al Sharpton, same thing. You know, race is involved, and it goes on and on and on. Let me play a montage of some of this, then we'll bring in our panel.
This is an outrage, and race still is involved, Joe, as you and I spoke about on the phone, because right. I don't believe those five cops would have done that to a young white on a traffic stop.
I'm not surprised the officers here were Black, because when we talk about race and policing, we talk about the way black men, black women, black people are perceived and the way they are perceived by all of us. And so anti-black racism, the idea of thinking of black men and women as prone to violence, as dangerous, as bigger or stronger or more insidious than they really are, is something that can infect all of our minds. And black people are not immune from that as well.
There's this very simplistic notion that says, well, if a white cop is doing something to an unarmed black person, then that's racism. But we sometimes forget, unfortunately, African-Americans can also be guilty of hatred and bias and bigotry against other African-Americans.
But I think race is still on the table. When a culture of policing historically has treated those from different groups differently, even when the individuals are from that same group, that culture can still exist. And we have to zero in on it, being honest about it, and making sure that we properly train police for the realities of the cities that they are policing in.
It shouldn't be a surprise to people that individual black people can actually do anti-black things. Anyone who knows the history of enslavement, anyone who knows the history of policing knows that black people can do anti-black things.
And communities of color, they often have different types of policing than many of our white brothers and sisters have in their community. And this video illustrates it, that it's this culture that says it doesn't matter whether the police officers are black, Hispanic, or white, that it is somehow allowed for you to trample on the constitutional rights of certain citizens from certain ethnicities and certain communities.
All right, so there you hear it. I mean, it was almost a narrative that was so widespread, it kind of shocked me a little bit, but... Anyway, here to shed some light on it, we have Dallas Police Sergeant Sam Digby is with us. He's from Memphis. Trey Penny, president of the Fallen Officers Foundation, 22-year retired Dallas Police Sergeant. Our friend and colleague Gianno Caldwell, don't forget he wrote his best-selling book, How Conservatism Can Win Back the Americans That Liberalism Failed. You might recall back in June of last year, he lost his younger brother, who was a victim, an innocent victim, in a shooting on the streets of Chicago, like so many others have. Welcome all of you back to the program. Trey, let me start with you. You've been at this and now retired, and I'm listening to these comments, and I'm thinking, no, we had five cops that are supposed to be part of an elite unit that had no clue about basic policing 101. There were five big, strong, supposedly trained cops that were incapable of cuffing one suspect.
Yeah, absolutely, Sean. Look, this is a case of police misconduct. I'm looking at the whole thing from this broad spectrum. Look, I want to offer my condolences to that family. But the reality is, we cannot allow that one incident involving these officers, of the Memphis Police Department and law enforcement as a whole. And we do have to remember, in the days after this, we've been hearing all this stuff about racism and training and police needs. That's not the case. Guys, you have to realize that there is a reason for these type of groups to exist. The Scorpion Unit existed for a reason, right? They go after the violent crime. Every police department across this country has a unit similar to that. And you have to have them. In Memphis, they had 300 murders last year. 35 of them were kids under the age of 14. And this unit is going to be the unit that's going after those individuals. So I think the response to what happened on that day to this young man, I think the response to that was wrong, Sean. And we got to bring that into focus because it's going to hurt law enforcement going forward.
I heard a lot of egos involved here and anger on the part of the officers. You know what I was looking for the whole time, Sam, Digby, I mean, you're a police sergeant. You know better than me. I was waiting for one of these officers. You know, obviously this young man was shocked and disturbed in the sense that he didn't know what was going on. He felt like he was being manhandled. He didn't understand why he was stopped. And that seems to be, I'm sure that's a frequent occurrence, to be honest with you. And anyway, there wasn't the one cop that said, all right, everybody just calm down. I need you to take a deep breath. I need you to listen to me. Well, nobody needs to get hurt here. There are five of us. There's one of you. We have reason to believe you were driving recklessly. and we need to do our job. We don't want you to get hurt. So we're going to need your cooperation to make sure that that happens. Instead of cops literally, you know, running five steps and kicking this kid in the head and then, you know, stepping back three steps and running again and kicking him again in the head, or just beating the crap out of him, which is what we witnessed.
Well, Sean, you're absolutely right. And thanks for having me. It's my condolences to the family, the Nichols family. No family should have to endure watching their loved one or anyone be abused like that at the hands of police officers. Police officers are in the community to serve and protect, and that's what we are supposed to do. Nothing in that video that I witnessed said to me that that was police protocol. What I witnessed what appeared to me was some police officers that were out of control, and it went bad, and it went bad real quickly.
It almost went bad from the start, didn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There was no de-escalation done. There was, like you said, it appeared to me, nobody stepped up and said, hey, wait a minute. Everybody calm down. Let's explain to this individual what's going on. It just looked bad from the beginning. And, you know, that's troubling. That video is troubling. I know a lot of Memphis police officers. I'm from that area. And I can truthfully say it is my prayer that the Memphis community and society as a whole do not indict the entire Memphis Police Department or that unit on the actions of these five individuals.
Well, that unit has now been disbanded.
Right.
So, but I would agree, and people look at this tape and maybe think the worst of the police officers. And would it have been a different reaction if the officers in this case or some of the officers were of a different race? I don't know the answer to that. I know some agitators might try to use it politically, but, you know, in every profession, you have good people and you have bad people. I can tell you in my profession, there are some jackasses. I can name names. I won't. Otherwise, it'll consume my entire program. One that is not on that list for sure is our colleague and our friend Gianno Caldwell is with us. Gianno, what did you see when you were watching this? And you were on the ground for us Friday night.
Yeah, Sean, I absolutely was on the ground for you guys. And we actually talked to the family attorney, Ben Crump, who gave us an exclusive. You know, I couldn't believe that the officers were willing to so brazenly do this on their body cameras. And my only conclusion that I can draw from that is they believe that they can get away with it. And I say that because, and I'm going to be frank here, he was a young black male. These are all black officers. You know, maybe it's just paperwork and we move on. Maybe that was the conclusion in which they drawn at the time. But what this says to me is we need to open back up that discussion that Tim Scott was having with the Democrats. He was the negotiator when it came to police reform. After George Floyd, I think those conversations need to resume. Democrats were not willing to really negotiate on issues of critical importance so we can get something done. And that was their failure. That's what that was. But now we need to get back to the table because we see that bias and bias training is absolutely needed no matter what color the officer is. You can be from a totally different background and go to a place like the South Side of Chicago and Inglewood where you'll find a lot of aggressive people who would cause a police officer to pull his gun out. So to understand these intricacies, I think is necessary for us to go back to the table and start having those conversations so we can ensure that everyone is safe, the officers included.
Wait, yeah. Sean, yeah. Gianno's my brother. I love him to death. But this is not a legislation issue, man. This is not something that needs to be fixed like that. Our officers have enough. They have enough policy. They have enough legislation out there controlling their actions. We got to. What this was bad. That bad officers behaving badly in the field, right? We have mechanisms in place to address those type of behaviors. We don't want to push this down the line and say, hey, we need new legislation so we can put officers in the classroom and train them how to treat black people. Man, this is a city that's 65% black. Most of their police officers are black. They know how to treat black people. This was a behavioral issue with these individual officers. So we have to move away from that, man. Look, I don't want to take anything away from the Memphis Police Department. I don't want to take anything away from the training that these officers have had over the long period of time that they've been with this agency. Right now, we have Democrats, we have liberals hijacking this narrative so they can use it to press forth this George Floyd bill. Man, look, away from all that. We are all about training. We have enough of it. But we don't need to keep blaming all police officers for the actions of five.
But Trey, let me ask you this, because this is important. I don't see officers here that implemented any of the training that I know that officers go through, because I'm friends with a ton of police officers, people in law enforcement. None of their training seemed to be utilized that with this young man. None of it. And you know, I could tell you, you know, simple jiu-jitsu maneuvers, you know, when you have five guys on one young man, this should not have been that difficult to cuff him. You manipulate his fingers, you manipulate his wrist, he's going to comply, and he's going to comply quickly. You've got five guys there to help and assist with getting those cuffs on this young man.
That was the culture of that particular unit, right? This unit, you got to think about these disruption units. I want you to think about this for a second. They take these groups and they assign them to the hot spots. These are areas that either have a spike in crime, murders, rape, whatever. And they take these groups and they put them in these specific areas because they want them to be aggressive. That's why they create them. They want them to be aggressive. And you know what? These guys took 800 guns off the street last year, right? They probably made, I don't know how many arrests that they've made, but if you look at these disruption units across the country, they're the ones that are breaking up these gangs. They're the ones that are pulling the drugs off the street, Sean. So we got to have, let's keep those units in place. This was a bad action of these.
I'm not saying not to keep the units in place, but I'm saying that we need people with the right temperament and the right training that would be better able to handle what should have been a routine case. This did not need to rise to this level. I got to take a break. We'll come back more with Dallas Police Sergeant Sam Digby is with us. Trey Penny is with us. Gianno Caldwell is with us. We'll get to your calls also coming up soon.
Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered. No worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Let's face facts. America is not the same country we once knew. Violent crime is spiking at an alarming rate, but the media, they don't want to tell you about it. Now, in the wake of the defund, dismantle police movement, Old departments are underfunded. Officers are leaving the force. New recruits are nowhere to be found. And meanwhile, emergency response times have doubled across the country. Now, the unsettling truth is that you and your family are increasingly on your own. Now, luckily, the former head of training for the FBI and the USCCA, they have partnered to bring you something I wish I had years ago. It's called the Complete Concealed Carry and Family Defense Guide, which you can download, and it's absolutely positively free. Now, inside, you're going to learn proven ways to deter criminals and protect your home. You're going to learn self-defense mindsets and techniques from world-renowned experts, as well as 7 firearm drills that could save your life. All you have to do is go to uscca.com/Hannity right now to get instant access. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Let's face facts. America is not the same country we once knew. Violent crime is spiking at an alarming rate, but the media, they don't want to tell you about it. Now, in the wake of the defund, dismantle police movement, old departments are underfunded, officers are leaving the force, new recruits are nowhere to be found, and meanwhile, emergency response times have doubled across the country. Now, the unsettling truth is that you and your family are increasingly on your own. Now, luckily, the former head of training for the FBI and the USCCA, they have partnered to bring you something I wish I had years ago. It's called the Complete Concealed Carry and Family Defense Guide, which you can download, and it's absolutely positively free. Now, inside, you're going to learn proven ways to deter criminals and protect your home. You're going to learn self-defense mindsets and techniques from world-renowned experts, as well as 7 firearm drills that could save your life. All you have to do is go to uscca.com/Hannity right now to get instant access.
All right, 25 to the top of the hour. We'll get to your calls in just a second. I want to remind you about the incredible technology that is Mantis X. It's military-grade technology, all at an affordable price. You may not know this, but all of the best shooters in the world do a majority of their training with doing what is called dry fire practice. They do it at home in the convenience of their own home. They're saving a lot of money and time. They don't have to drive to the range. Right now, ammo is very expensive. It's in short supply. Mantis X is used by the Marine Corps, the Army, Special Forces, and it will improve your shooting dramatically. And it's really simple. You attach it to your own firearm like a weapon light. You can use it at home, at the range, in the backyard. It's fun to learn as well. It's you are given data-driven, real-time feedback on your technique, and it will guide you through drills and courses. And 94% of shooters improve within 20 minutes of using Mantis X. It just works. And it's like having your own personal firearms trainer right next to you. Anyway, it's simple to get, simple to afford, and you're going to love it, and it's a lot of fun. Anyway, if you want to be a competent and confident Second Amendment owner, this is the way to do it. Just go to MantisX.com, and you'll see improvement. Oh, 94% of shooters improve within 20 minutes of using Mantis X. Anyway, M-A-N-T-I-S-X, MantisX.com. All right, we continue with our panel. We have Dallas Police Sergeant Sam Digby is with us. Sergeant Trey Penny, president of the National Fallen Officers Foundation, 22-year retired Dallas police sergeant. Our friend and colleague, Gianno Caldwell, who he was on the ground in Memphis on Friday night. I'm not exactly sure where Joe Biden is coming from on this, but you know, we now know that Joe Biden is opening a civil rights investigation into this murder. Gianno, I know you wanted to respond to what Trey Penny was saying earlier.
That's right. Trey, I understand what you're saying. If an officer is nefarious, they're going to be nefarious. But we also recognize that practices, training isn't universal. That was a part of what they were looking to do in Congress to ensure that everyone would have a very similar training. So I get what you're saying, but I also understand and know and recognize my work with the National Organization of Black Law Enforcement Executives that it is necessary for them to have greater training. Now, if an officer is going to try to take someone's life, they're going to go against their protocol and their sworn duties, they're going to do that. And certainly there should be greater penalties for that kind of thing. But we do need more training, bar none.
And just to jump right in there, I'm not going to even try to attempt to justify. No good law enforcement officer would look at that video and justify any of that. My concern in the whole deal is the amount of time or lack thereof that we was taken to draw this conclusion. I'm a firm believer that those officers should be terminated and should be fired for their actions, but it's even more important that we do it the right way. We have due process, the maintenance of rule of law, all of that comes into play. I would like to have seen, you know, a situation whereby we gathered all of the evidence, including the autopsy report, the videos, and then once we gather all of the evidence and put it together, then presented a case that's rock solid to the grand jury. Because when I look at this case, I think about Freddie Gray. I think about what happened up there in Baltimore here a few years ago, where the rush to judgment and the playing into the political scene and social media.
Every one of those officers was acquitted.
Every one of them was acquitted. That's why I'm going with that, because there was such a rush to, you know, we want justice. What do we want it now? I mean, we had that going on.
Well, Ferguson, Missouri is another case where hands up, don't shoot. That never happened.
Absolutely.
And in fact, it was the eyewitness testimony of numerous African-Americans in the community that confirmed that what the officer had said happened indeed had happened. That this guy had reached into his car, tried to grab his gun. That was when the first shot was fired. And that, in fact, the guy turned around, charged at the officer, and that's when he had to defend himself. And that all came out after the fact, but his career was over. But by that point, he couldn't be a policeman in that community any longer.
And I just want a situation whereby when we fire these officers, bad officers that deserve to be fired, we fire them one time. And they don't end up getting their jobs back on some technicality because we were so overzealous in falling and caving to political pressures that we were willing to do any and everything
to ask. Well, one of the things that's got to happen, too, they have yet to bifurcate out the role of each and every individual officer in this situation. For example, the one officer, you know, that made the run to kick Tyre Nichols in the head and then kicked him in the head again. I would say probably was properly charged. I think those guys wailing on him, they probably were properly charged. But I don't know if every officer was involved in that level of contact. Doesn't mean they didn't do things wrong, but is that second degree murder? I can't tell because we've never differentiated what officer did what, Trey.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. But you know something? This is the thing, Sean. Even if it's the same way as if there's you and a group of people going to a store, you rob that store, and during this process, you kill the clerk, right? Everyone in that situation is going to be charged with capital murder, okay? And in this situation, that's kind of what's happening. Now, what's going to become a mitigating circumstance to the prosecution would be what each individual did once they actually get it to trial. The problem is none of us have even seen the full video. We only get bits and pieces. We don't know what led to that initial interaction. We know the chief said that they didn't have a reason to stop, but we don't know what the officer perceived or what that officer saw. Now, everything that happened after that, I would say there were definitely some training issues, or maybe that was just a pattern in practice of bad behavior, right? And like I told you, I talked to you before about these disruption type groups. They're designed to be more aggressive. So if we didn't have the video, we would have never known what these officers were doing out there in the field. So I'm glad that we do have the video, but that's going to be a big part of the criminal case going forward in determining who's going to be charged with what or which cases are going to be more so. They're going to allow some plea bargains in these cases going forward.
Let me ask you, Gianno is somebody that lost his own younger brother in a senseless shooting, and he was just an innocent victim in the wrong place at the wrong time, but that they've not done a thing or lifted a finger to protect the innocent people that live in Chicago. I've been scrolling names of people whose names nobody ever hears of since 2009, and nobody seems to care. And the police there have made no dramatic change that I can see. The murder rate continues, you know, on any average weekend. You can predict with some degree of certainty how many shootings will occur, how many people will be shot, and how many people will be shot and killed.
Yeah, and things have gotten much worse in Chicago with Mayor Lori Lightfoot, who implemented a no-chase policy, which ensures that officers cannot chase a suspect on foot. And if they're in a car, they have to call their supervisor to get permission to chase them in the car. Things are dramatically worse since Lightfoot has taken over, and she's ensured that the crime crisis continues. The only sign of relief I think anyone in the city of Chicago could potentially have is her losing her reelection bid, which her reelection, the election is on February 28th, I think it is. So, yeah, with that consideration, I think we all need to be considerate of the crime crisis. We need to know what laws are on the books and what laws may potentially come on the books to ensure that our safety. And I'm hoping that those that live in the Chicago area will work with the police, because they need to end that no snitch culture. That's a part of the issue. They're not working with the police. They're not telling who's committing the crimes because they believe that their lives could be in danger. But the truth of the matter is their lives are in danger already with them not telling, because someone can shoot through their window at night.
But Gianno, it even goes deeper than that. The cops, that they don't feel like they're going to be defended if they go to do their job, and when they probably should be turning left to protect innocent people and serve their community, they're turning right on purpose.
That's true, too. That's very, very, very true. So they want to stay out of the way of what could potentially happen to them, especially with you have a mayor who's willing to throw you under the bus just to save her own hide. So, yeah, those are a bunch of different considerations that people have to think about. But at the end of the day, you become a police officer so you can serve and protect. And that's what people should want. So the elected officials have to stop making it hard for those who are in the job for the right reason, who want to serve and protect, who are honorable, which I would argue is the majority of those who swear the oath of office, the oath of the badge. They need to get out of the way so these police officers can do their job and make sure that they have the proper training needed.
Well, let me ask all three of you, would the reaction nationwide have been different if the officers in this case were of another race, Trey?
No, I mean, the bottom line is it's bad as it exists. The behavior in itself is really bad. But I do think that the race baiters, like your Al Sharptons and those kind of guys, they would jump out there. If these were white officers doing this, they would have wrapped this up. You would have Black Lives Matter. And by the way, I did ask Congress back in July to create investigations, to actually launch investigations into the George Floyd riot. And nobody has chosen to take that direction so we can actually make sure that this doesn't happen again. But, yeah, if this was white officers involving in black officers, that would be amplified to make it look like more of a race issue. And they're trying to do it now, but it ain't going to go nowhere. But they would, absolutely, if it was white officers. And that's only because of the race baiters that are using social media to wrap that message up.
All right, our final moments with Sam Digby, Trey Penny, and Gianno Caldwell. I'm trying to understand, Sam, how is it? Why were these officers so jacked up and so pissed off and so angry and frankly, lacking in all professionalism that I would expect from a police officer?
Well, Sean, let's face it. Our police officers come from our communities. A lot of people, I'm not going to say a lot, but there are some that go into this profession for the wrong reason, unfortunately. And we have to be very careful that we're not creating an environment which is discouraging the good people from wanting to serve. Because make no mistake, police department's going to have to hire somebody. And if all of a sudden we create an environment where the good people, the good men and women who would be good for this profession, are choosing other professions because of what's happening, that leaves the drug dealers, gangbangers, and the street hoodlums, to pick from. And, then you have a situation where that's what's filling up your ranks. And we can't have that. We cannot have that. So, we have to do a better
job. Well, I'll give you an example. People ask me all the time, young people will ask me about, pursuing a passion or a career, and I'll ask them what they're interested in. And if they mention policing or law enforcement, I'm like, well, where do you want to work? Because being a police officer, you really do get to do your job in other states. Like the state of Florida, you can do real policing. I know cops down there. They're allowed to do their job, and they do it with great courage and professionalism. And yet, if somebody asks me if they want to join the NYPD or the Chicago Police Force, I tell them to go run a country mile before they even think about it.
Yeah.
Am I wrong? Gianno, you lost your brother. Am I wrong?
No, I don't think that you are wrong, Sean. I mean, at the end of the day, when you're talking about what profession was the golden at any given time, it's been law enforcement. To be a police officer growing up was actually a dream of mine when I was a young man, and then it became politics and a bunch of other things. But I think that there are reforms that have to take place in order for the integrity, the thoughts around law enforcement, we can get back to where they were. I understand that there's a lot of things that need to change at this particular time. There are considerations to be had, but those things can happen if we can unite and come together as a country versus dividing around racial and political lines.
Can I add this to you? I want to add this. You brought up New York. I will say that the citizens in New York, they need police as well. And these are police that are come from the communities that are going to understand these communities. My situation, I was in...
By the way, New York is a majority-minority police force, as are many police forces now across the country.
And you need officers that want to come in and help their community. So I'm going to encourage every young man, every person that's listening to... Every young man, every young woman that's listening to this radio station, please consider joining law enforcement. Don't allow these situations to deter you from going into this profession, because these communities need you.
I don't know if I could give that advice in certain cities. I really don't, Trey, and you know how much I love law enforcement, and I have a family full of law enforcement. But things have changed and changed dramatically, and I'm not saying that there weren't bad apples back in the day either. There's bad apples in every profession. I mentioned my profession. Sam, we'll give you the last word.
Well, I just want to say that for all the hardworking men and women out there in uniform, keep up the good work. We need you. For those young people out there that's considering joining law enforcement, we need you as well. And I agree with you, Sean. Yeah, in law enforcement, depending on what part of the country you're in, it's localized. And some areas you're able to do more, some areas you're able to do less. But regardless, we have to adapt, adjust, and overcome to the areas in which we serve, because you cannot police a community that does not want to be policed.
Well said. And that was my point. If a community does not want to be policed, if a city doesn't want to be policed, if its leadership doesn't want real policing, that's probably not the place to try and do that job, because you're not going to have support. Appreciate all of you. Sam Digby, thank you. Trey Penny, thank you. Gianno Caldwell, thank you. Thank you all. We appreciate it. 800-941-SEAN, our number. You want to be a part of the program. We'll get to your calls, some of the other news of the day on the other side of the break.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.